Psalm 141. Lord, I cry to you. Quickly help me. Listen to my voice. Let my prayer come before you like incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Well, prayer is like incense, and you've got that in the book of Revelation. And the incense was like a perfume that was burnt as powder that smelt very nicely. And this is how attractive God finds our prayers. He really loves it when we pray to him. How sad he must be if we forget to pray for him, eat our food without praying to him. If we think at the end of the day, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, yeah, well, thank you, God, for today. Oh, amen. The next thing you know, you're asleep. No, God wants us to talk to him. He wants us to pray to him. And they had to prepare the incense really carefully. They couldn't just put any old incense there on the incense altar. And so it is with us that you should prepare your prayers. Think about, what am I going to say? What am I going to thank God for? There should be that sense of preparation. Set a watch, O Lord, in front of my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat their fancy food. So, set a watch in front of my mouth, don't incline my heart to evil. Clearly, God can help us in being spiritually minded, in having a mind that is inclined towards good, and he can help us to control our words, because he can be like a watchman sitting on guard in front of our mouth and keeping, as he says, the door of my lips. So God can help you. This is the work of the Spirit, that God's Spirit will work in our spirit to incline our heart and our words to be right. And that's what so desperately we need. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. Well, you think of how David was reproved by Nathan and how he was grateful for that and he repented. Let the righteous reprove me, it will be an excellent oil which will not break my head. And my prayer also will be for them in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they're sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cuts and cleaves wood upon the earth. But my eyes look to you, O God. In you is my trust. Don't leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares and traps which they've laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own traps whilst I escape. So if you try to bring someone else down, it's going to come back and get you. That is the point of all this talk about traps. And of course, David had this in his experience with Saul and with Absalom.